Heroes of Canada. The story of Stoker Petty Officer David Wilson, Distinguished Service Medal. It was in September 1939. All across Canada, families were grouped around their firesides, chatting of everyday occurrences, reading the newspapers. It was Sunday morning. People were getting ready to go to church. At number 10 Ashdale Avenue, Toronto, Ann Lynn was sitting talking to her future husband when suddenly...
We interrupt this program to bring you momentous news. We are now at war with Germany. Today, Prime Minister Chamberlain from number 10 Downing Street...
Ann heard those words with kind of a dread in her heart. She knew what her future husband's reactions would be. The following day, Mr. David Wilson was Stoker David Wilson in the Royal Canadian Navy. It was about 2 years later, while serving on His Majesty's Canadian ship Oakville, that he won his decoration. There was no excitement of the moment to buoy up his courage. Whilst the officers and men of the upper deck were engaging a German U-boat, Stoker Petty Officer Wilson was calmly carrying on his duties below decks in the boiler room. During the action of ramming the submarine, the boiler room compartment was flooded, and the angry water...
Ready to ram? Both engines full ahead.
Both engines full ahead, sir.
Stop both.
Both engines stop, sir. All right, mates, get ready for the bump.
She sprung a leak. Here comes the water.
All right, keep your heads now, men. Shut up those burners, Bill. Dick, stop the pumps. All right, you two. Up on deck. Get out of here. Up you go.
Well, come on, P.O. That water will soon be up to your waist.
Don't worry about me. Get up there fast. As soon as I release this steam pressure, I don't want anything between me and the deck. Oh. Getting pretty thick in here. Where's that valve? Ah.
Yes, remaining at his post throughout the action, Acting Stoker Petty Officer Wilson succeeded in controlling the danger of boiler explosion in the flooded section. His conduct throughout, and I am now reading from the official citation, his conduct throughout was marked by coolness, initiative, and efficiency of a high order. We have the lady who is now the wife of Stoker Petty Officer Wilson with us in the studio, and I'm going to ask her what she thought when her husband wrote her and told her he'd been awarded the Distinguished Service Medal.
Well, you see, he didn't tell me about it. He didn't even know himself until I wrote and told him. He was at sea at the time.
Now, isn't that something? And what did he reply to your letter, Mrs. Wilson?
He said he was quite surprised he had won the Distinguished Service Medal because he didn't think he had done any more than the rest.
Well, I'll bet the captain's proud to have such men as your husband under his command. Now, tell me, have you a message to the people of Canada about the 6th Victory Loan?
Well, I'm not very good at messages. All I know is that we've bought a bond every loan. We feel that the more of our money we can lend to the government, the sooner we'll be together again. And I hope that day will not be far away.
We certainly hope it won't, Mrs. Wilson. And with thousands of Canadians with the same spirit as you and Stoker Petty Officer Wilson, I feel sure that this 6th Victory Loan is going over the top.
I don't think there's any doubt of it.
Well, thank you, Mrs. Wilson. You have heard the wife of Stoker Petty Officer David Wilson, Distinguished Service Medal. The man on active service, the wife in war work at home, both buying victory bonds, both longing for the day when peace will once more be restored to the world. The 6th Victory Loan starts next Monday. A representative will call on you. Don't start thinking whether you can buy a victory bond or not. Start thinking how big a victory bond you can buy. Remember, you are only loaning your money. When this war is won, you will have that money to buy the many new things that will be on the market. So be ready when the Victory Loan representative calls. Put victory first.